Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back, Frank, Martin, Andy Strickland, and Charles Toon Edwards, the Friday slop. Let's see, has Andy ever thought about opening up a second location? He is not, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Maybe like at the airport, something like that, just a little malt shop. Just, I'm an idea guy, Frank, I'm just throwing it out there. That'd be no.
Brock Umbrella.
All right, much to discuss. Let's begin with you and that outstanding celebration for our head coach yesterday in Pennsylvania. He had Coach Berube had a second day with the cup, which is kind of rare.
And he should get a second day. But obviously, he has roots in Philadelphia. Was an assistant coach there for a long time, a head coach in Philadelphia. His girlfriend's from the Philly, New Jersey area. They've got kids in the area, so. It's great to see Craig Berube celebrate with the cup, man, and for him to get it a second day. Not completely unusual. Alex Pietrangelo is going to have it a second time. He'll have his party here in St. Louis. Already had one in Toronto. So it doesn't get old. They still have a long way to go. The cup is now going to eventually head over to Europe, and you'll see Tarasenko and Ivan Barbashev and a bunch of the Swedes and all these guys have their celebrations over in Europe. So the fun is just beginning.
How about my staff telling me that Ivan Barbashev is going to take it to Red Square in Moscow?
That is very true. They left. I talked to a staff member who's just 2 days ago, actually. I was trying to get him on the show on Friday, but he had just left town to go back to Moscow. So, you know, he spends his summers here. Tarasenko is here for most of the summer. He actually goes to Miami. Big Russian contingency, in case you didn't know, over there in South Florida. And hangs out there, and now he's going to have his party over in Russia. Man, it's great to see these guys celebrate. Barbashev, huge part of the celebration, as you know. Still looking for that contract for this coming year. That'll happen soon, too.
Buzz. Strick, bring in some buzz.
Also, let me just say this. The Pat Maroon meter that I've been gauging about Patrick Maroon, the percentage of him returning to St. Louis has actually increased. It's gone up.
After a Barbashev is finished,
yeah,
would they have about 900,000 left for Pat?
Somewhere in that range, maybe just could be even over a million. But it's not like, you know, you just want to spend every dime that you have on the salary cap. You want to leave yourself some cushion to be able to make some moves. But I think that's exactly where we're headed. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a move that is made before we get to training camp.
Joel Edmondson be in play?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I think everyone's focusing on that. I mean, nobody was going to trade for Joel Edmondson until they knew what his number would be. Obviously, he just got the award and the arbitration. But there's some other players who could get moved. But there's a lot of teams out there in a similar situation who have to sign their restricted free agents and are also looking to make moves. I mean, some of these teams that Pat Maroon is talking to, they can't sign him until they make a move or two. So, I mean, a lot of teams are in that boat.
You know, I've heard on the Edmondson thing that you could sign him and then move him. But with Jay Bouwmeester up in age, granted productive last year, and with Carl Gunnarsson also up in age, Edmondson's in the prime of his career. And when he's right, he's solid.
Well, and a lot of people in the organization would agree with you. I mean, there was some talk about potentially moving him at the trade deadline. I know people inside the organization were opposed to it. Listen, he had a down year last year. But just 2 years ago, we're talking him being a big part of the core moving forward, a big part of the group of defense. And he struggled last year. He didn't play great in the playoffs, was in and out of the lineup. I think the role that Craig Berube wants him to play and how he envisions him is a little bit of an adjustment for Joel Edmondson in terms of how he wants to play. But for what he's able to give you at $3.1 million, it's not a bad contract. In fact, you look at the Blues up and down the roster right now, specifically on the defense. They've got seven defensemen making roughly around $23 million for this coming year. I mean, that's pretty good salary cap control, and there's not one bad contract in the group. So I think you're right a little bit in terms of Bouwmeester. They also, you know, traded for a guy a few weeks ago they brought over from the Toronto organization, last name Borgman. Martin Kilcoyne's been doing a lot of research, reading his Wikipedia
page. Is it Andres?
Yeah, listen, you've been reading his Wikipedia page. So, you know, he also gives you some insurance and plays a similar game to Edmondson, you know, has a little bit of character in his game and not afraid to mix it up a little bit.
All right, Chuck, we got a big series coming up. The Pirates are exactly what the doctor ordered for the Cardinals. They've lost 17 out of 20, and it's a Cardinal team that desperately needs to pound on bad teams.
They're going to pound on Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's looking to fire their coach. He may be fired when this series is over. That's right.
Yeah, making
we got breaking news. Hey, what did we say on this show 2 weeks ago? Last week, my staff took me to Cabo, so I wasn't here. But remember we said they were beating up on all these guys? Right? And I said, how will they do now when they face the Houston Astros, Chicago, Oakland? What will this look like when they come out of that?
Three and eight.
This dull team, the dullest team, I think, in baseball. And how can you look at Schulte? Man, he is just looks like a damn raisin. He has no
excitement. Hold on.
None whatsoever.
First of all, I don't know what that means.
No
he's like a raisin.
He's just dry. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm looking at the Adam Wainwright deal, what they're doing with him. If the guy pitches for the fourth to fifth inning, he's pretty not bad all season. Look at him all season. They leave him in until the sixth or seventh inning. He gets destroyed, and him and Maddox, it's just several things they're doing. And when Yadier comes back, this is going to be a big turmoil with this team.
Well, he struck out three times last night in Springfield.
Yeah, when he comes back, because he's the manager. When he comes back, it's going to be all type of turmoil. Another Salahimas in the making.
Now, what does it mean? Is a raisin because he's dry?
Dry.
He's too dry. Well, now, Tony was pretty stoic.
Yeah, but Tony had a reputation. He was already there. He'd been somewhere. I can't even compare him to
I don't think Schilt's the real issue here.
Said this yesterday.
Craig Berube wasn't interesting until they got good.
Right.
I mean, we were like, hey, he's fine. And all of a sudden, now he's a legend because the team.
But
I always say this.
He's more like a fig.
Even
if you didn't know him.
You look more like a raisin, I think, than Schilt does.
Honey, like I said, son, you got gray hair. I don't. Okay.
I wouldn't care if he was looking like a raisin. No, if he actually had a squad to put out there.
But listen, here's the problem with the Cardinals.
He doesn't know how to do the squad.
Here's the analysis you get up and down in this town. It's all the focus is on the general manager and on the manager. And they should have some accountability. Nobody ever talks about the players, man. Name me a player on this roster outside of Flaherty who's meeting or exceeding expectations for this season.
You could argue Colton Wong.
Okay, and he's the only one.
Hudson,
that's it.
Maybe Hudson.
And that's it.
Before.
Why don't we focus on why is it their fault all the time when these players don't perform?
If this team does not make the playoffs again, the president should be gone, should be fired.
Really?
Now, you guys may not make that comment because you got to get in his face. You may not believe
it. Well, I think it's in play.
Yeah, definitely.
It's in play.
Even the commish, who's always backing the squad in a lot of ways, thinks, John Mozeliak could be on the hot seat if they don't make the postseason.
But girl,
I'll say this. Tonight, this is when you blame the front office, Andy Strickland, is you have this team that is hitting – their leadoff spot is hitting .203 for the season. There's a guy in Memphis 4 hours away who's batting .370. There's no reason on earth why Randy Arozarena should not be leading off at Busch Stadium tonight at 7 o'clock.
Absolutely.
That is management's fault, not the manager.
That's management's
fault. And I wonder how much of it is management versus the actual manager in terms of some of these decisions.
The real manager.
Yes.
John Mozeliak determines the roster. Mm-hmm. Mike Schilt determines the lineup.
Yeah, but they get it. They talk about it. He's got about as much power as I do right now. Come on now.
He has about as much juice as I do at a suntan factory. Come on.
But if Randy Arozarena were here, Mike Schilt would play him. But he doesn't get to. But he doesn't get to bring him up. He doesn't get. I agree. The dynamics change where these managers now have less and less juice, and the GMs are calling all the shots.
Yeah, a lot of GMs are making out lineups, Martin.
I believe that to be the case.
I don't think our guy is though.
Remember the famous Tony line about Mo was he can call up whoever he wants, but I make out the lineup.
Yeah.
Which was like I don't. I don't care who you put hand
see,
that's
me. Tony.
I agree. Tony that's different.
The ship, that's a guy who's won multiple World Series, right. And been around forever, and you know was there
Mo
before
was
Mo
starting.
Took over. Yeah.
No, and you're right. And now they're getting guys who are unproven managers
correct.
At the big league level, and then the GMs hold all the juice. It sort of shifted that way.
How do you think Mo would coexist with another established manager? Like a Tony, for example, who's had a lot of success.
A veteran manager.
Well, they've
manager.
Avoided that. They could have had Terry Francona.
Right.
And they went with Mike Matheny, who was unproven, because I think, in part, they liked the idea of a former Cardinal. But I also think they felt like, hey, we'll be in charge here. Because he'll be indebted to us. We're giving him a great job without anything on his resume.
Yeah.
So we've had two managers in a row with no proven major league managerial experience.
But you
two
could,
in a row.
Yeah, but you could also argue that the first one had unparalleled success. I mean, no manager has ever taken a team to the postseason in his first 4 years like
Mike
Matheny.
Matheny.
Yes.
Well, and
Matheny.
It wasn't Tony La Russa's roster. It was John Mozeliak and Walt Jockety's roster.
They still put it together.
Oh, but the
Tony was there.
But the year he took over, Pujols left.
He lost a guy named Pujols, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which wasn't his fault.
And Dave Duncan.
Mike Matheny.
I like Mike, man.
And as Martin and I have speculated, and many others, he'll be in Kansas City next year as the manager, and he'll have Cal Eldred, Reggie Sanders.
Isringhausen.
Well, Simon Tachi's there.
Yeah,
Supon's
like
in the system.
Yeah.
It's insane. But here's the question we asked. If you go to a Cardinal game and your buddies take you, your family goes, and you find out so-and-so is not playing that night, it used to be McGuire's not in the lineup. People were upset. Albert's getting a day off. You're upset. Is there anybody tonight you go to the game and I say, he's not playing, you go, oh, okay.
The whole team's a bunch of so-and-sos. You know who the hell they are.
I mean Goldschmidt's got a great resume. He's only been here half a season, but he's a six-time All-Star.
Yeah.
But they don't have a proven Cardinal player. Molina for the fans would be that guy. A lot of fans would be disappointed.
There's not one team in baseball except the Cardinals who can say right now, you do not know what outfielder next season will get 500 at-bats. No idea. I mean, Dexter Fowler could be traded or he could be really ineffective. You can't really make Jose Martinez an everyday player.
Ozuna's
Bader,
gone.
O'Neill, Ozuna's gone. How many? There's not one team in baseball can say, we don't have an outfielder we know is going to get 500 at-bats.
Except this team.
And their outfielder, I mean, to get into the All-Star game is always hard because you're an outfielder. Everybody's got numbers.
Yeah.
In the outfield.
See, now they're four games out. So now Chicago gets
a week ago, they were one game up.
Yeah,
But now
Chicago gets their turn. We forget that these other teams who you're chasing, they get to play Cincinnati, too.
You know
okay?
what's so bad?
So now they get to play Cincinnati.
But I will say this, 27 of the next 33 are against teams
you know
with losing records.
You know what's so bad records. In the media? You don't even want to talk about the team. I mean, then you still got the staunch and the good staunch of the Blues still hanging there. And this team, man, it's just bad, man.
What's a staunch?
You mean
a staunch?
No, I call it staunch.
Okay. It's a staunch.
Uh-huh. So hold on. The Blues have – hold on. I'm writing all this.
Like
the Blues have staunch. And
what?
Mike Schilt, whose birthday it is a raisin. Okay.
You're
I want Schilt in the pregame today. Like, well, I know I've been checking some of the things comments, and apparently I'm a raisin. I want him to say that today. And then I want him to say, what the hell does that mean?
Answer. What did he say?
If you asked him if he was a raisin, he'd give a long, polite answer.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy.
He's not in California, is he?
He'd say, I appreciate that question, Martin.
Yeah, he'd be like, you know, I appreciate that. You know, raisins are actually –
But this is why the Blues have to seize this, because they're the kings right now. Not long term, but for right this moment, they're the buzz item in town.
Who says not long term?
Well,
what if they win it again?
Historically,
what if they just go on? Because I told you they're going to win another one within the next 6 years.
Is that
right?
What it was?
Yeah.
Updated?
Yeah.
What I'm saying long term in terms of their history, like the Cardinals have the history,
they have
the resume.
History of winning, yeah.
But if you're the Blues, you have a chance to really own the town for a while. The Rams did for about 2.5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They did.
But,
I mean,
you only think it was only 2.5?
Well, maybe three.
I thought it was three.
I thought it was three and a half. Yeah, they had some good teams.
Between 99 and 02, they had legs.
But the Cardinals got good again in 2000, 2001. They got good again.
At least the Rams were exciting.
In that stretch.
I mean, the fact
that. And they had great players.
Right. Coaches.
I worked for a station that
president.
Sent me to cover Rams training camp in Wisconsin. That's how big the Rams were.
Right.
I forgot about that. They did go there for a year.
Yeah,
we had lots of coverage, Martin. Did we not?
That's right. We did some stuff.
Who was the guy riding his bike? What was his name?
Oh.
Riding his bike around?
Chris Draft.
Chris Draft.
He was always making fun of Chris.
The best guy.
Give you a sign, bike.
Oh, that's one of their guys.
He was a pretty good player. He was a pretty good player.
He was okay.
Lyman,
he was okay. Tioka.
Oh, man.
He's holding a press conference
works
right
for
now.
The Big Ten Network.
Well, that's real nice. You got him the job, probably.
We did. He needed tapes, and we sent it to him. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We did. He did a couple of TV things.
Send some for James Laurinaitis.
Yeah.
So well, Charlie Tuna, he doesn't want players that talk. He wants his sponsors calling in as experts. He doesn't want the players that talk. That's his model.
I mean, you need hockey insider information from Joe Fresta.
No, I
love
know.
It.
Baseball information from Skip Weber.
Exactly.
You got insiders.
That's his co-host.
I got inside information from Andy Candy. So I got it.
Woj and Jason Stark, they're all
right. Hey, once again, fellas, real quick. What are you going to do with the Cardinal team if they don't make the playoffs this year? 4 years in a row.
Okay,
let
me just say this. It depends. Let's just say they don't make the playoffs. I feel like Bob Ramsey here. But it goes down to the final game, and they ended up with 87 victories.
Yeah, you still don't win. What does that matter?
I think that it would be a little more difficult to get rid of them. But if they continue this slide and don't make it, yeah, I think the John Mozeliak would be in trouble.
Cardinal move could be to reassign or say Mo's going to shift over into more into business development. I could see that because
wearing socks. But you know, you
I'm
don't
just
know.
Saying he's pretty tight with Mr. DeWitt. So I think it's I would say it's fireable at this point if you miss it again, especially with
miss it badly.
And the way it played out where you didn't add on, you had opportunities in your job to help this team. And if you didn't, but I think and I would predict that if it's the fourth season of a drought, you're expecting Mo to get fired. I could see a scenario where Bill DeWitt.
I don't know. I just
that's
don't
what Bill DeWitt III is for. He's the business guy.
I agree. I'm just saying Mr. DeWitt might.
And I like Mo, but you also wonder, is it in his blood to run a team? Would he want to do that, or would he want to go out and get another job somewhere else,
what
which
about
he probably could do?
What about the veteran ball players on the team? And what about the marginal players? What do you do then?
See, it's
you can't gut it.
It's tough moving Dexter Fowler and the rest of his contract. You'd have to pick up some of that. Yeah.
When your infield is locked up. Your catcher's coming back. Your first baseman's coming back. Second, short, and third are all coming back.
Another one is third. How do you move him? Who's going to pick that up?
We're in trouble, man.
I will say this.
We're in serious trouble.
John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh are a package. There's no way in the world you could get rid of John and not get rid of Mike. You either keep them or you get rid of them both. Mm. And I do think if they're in it to the end, they'll both keep their jobs. To the very end.
DeWitt's not firing him.
We're going to be in the same. They're not going to fire him. And I'm not looking to fire anybody. We're going to be in the same boat on a worse ship next season. You think this year is
worse?
Well, they've been on this treadmill for a while.
It's got a staunch.
They're moonwalking now, baby.
All right. We're going to take a short time out. When we come back, Stan Kroenke is in the news. Andy Strickland is on top of this story. Charlie's not going to like it. Martin and I are going to love it.
He called me about it this morning.
Great. All right. The Gatesworth, finest in senior living. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, grandma or grandpa. Food is outstanding. There's always activities. 170 in Del Mar, the Gatesworth. And I do want to remind everybody that our opening monologue was brought to you by our great friends at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Bomarito 500 coming up on August 24th. Big news, too. If they really put on a great showing, there's a legitimate chance a NASCAR Cup Series could come to St. Louis. We are one of the cities being considered. Everything that Worldwide Technology Raceway and Curtis Francois does seems to turn to gold. We'll be right back.